Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX 306. Happy Wednesday. We will be here tomorrow, but we'll be on late. There's a 12:10 Cardinals game, so 3:15, something like that. Janelle is here, and you can find her online under Holy L, E-L-L-E. And we've been friends for a really long time, and I don't know how many years she's been on now, but I was watching TikTok, and I saw one of her movie reviews, and I texted her. I'm like, oh, you should be on the show, and here we are years later. Okay, let's jump into Disclosure Day.
Let's jump in. Oh, boy.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
So, no, I mean, I'm not, because I've already gotten... thankfully, right now, even though it's being really rated really high on Rotten Tomatoes and so far, like, Letterboxd is showing really good scores, I have a feeling you're going to see those dip quite a bit. And I can't speak for, like, well, anecdotally, like, well, all the critics I know and sat around, we all were bored by it, but... It's a pretty good sample size of the fact that it just was very underwhelming. Now, you get great performances. You have Emily Blunt, Coleman Domingo, you know, Josh O'Connor. You have great performances in this movie. You know, Colin Firth. But it would have been a good movie 30 years ago. 30 to 40 years ago, when you still had, you know, when Spielberg was... When that formula worked, and by formula, I just mean there's quite a bit of, like, bumbling corporate, you know, goon guys, and they just can't seem to, you know, find their butt from their elbow. And it's like, that might have worked back then, you know, like the Indiana Jones, and everybody's still kind of like, oh, they're so inept. But now you're like, what are we doing here? Like, some parts were so eye-rolly and bad that I had to, like, tell myself, okay, Fizzle, you have to get back into this movie. You have to watch, you know, like, you have to pay attention. But it was just so bad. It was just a very dull movie. And let me make it clear, even though it is advertised as an alien movie, it is an alien movie. I'm not going to spoil anything about it, but it is 90% a whistleblower movie. It is about a guy that is... running from a corporation who has held the secret of aliens for years. And it would have been okay if maybe that would have been half the movie, but it's just a caper that just kind of, like, you, again, especially when he's being chased by these completely inept corporation goons, you're just like, why I don't know how much more of this I can watch. You know, this is, and there are scenes in it that make you reminisce on Spielberg's better, greater movies where you're like, oh, this kind of reminds me of Jurassic Park, or, oh, this kind of reminds me of E.T., or this reminds me of Indiana Jones. But then you realize as you're watching it, oh, now it's just a huge watered-down version of those great movies. And so then when you hear, like, John Williams' score, you know, it start up, it does elevate some of those scenes, but then it just makes you long for XYZ movie.
So you'll get this, being a baseball person. Mm-hmm. Did you feel more like, oh, Spielberg lost his fastball, or more like, no, he's pitching like the way you pitched in 1994?
Yeah, because I think people tend to forget that Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was also directed by him.
Yeah.
Like, there were some, like, or the Dial of Destiny. I don't know if he actually directed that one or if he just executive produced, but he did, like, Lost World, Jurassic Park, Lost World. Like, he hasn't, we think of Spielberg, and we think of, rightfully so, we think of his greatest hits, which we should, because those are iconic movies. But it's not to say that there haven't been some movies that have come out that haven't been the best. And they're touting this as his greatest movie in 20 years. Well, okay, look at what he's directed in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Which even people are saying, okay, it's not better than Lincoln, you know. But you're not really grabbing from a big pool of amazing movies. No doubt that his peak was in the 80s and the 90s. Nobody can take away from that. Nobody is crapping on Spielberg. But to say that same formula now works in 2026... and you haven't adjusted your storytelling. Now, again, there's only certain people that can get the kind of shots that he can get, you know, and certain camera angles and certain, you know, like in lighting and stuff like that. And again, with John Williams' score, he's always going to have that. But it just plays like a very, very washed out, watered down version of his better movies. So, yeah.
Worth seeing, like, on a Sunday when it's free?
If it was free.
Because you know I'll end up paying $24 for it at some point.
Please don't. No, it's not. I don't.
Will you, like, ever watch it again?
No, like, it's so forgettable. It just is.
This is so hilarious because Steven Spielberg is like, I'm going to change your faith and shake it to
yes,
its core. And then it's
yes.
like, Janelle sees it. She's like, it really wasn't a very good movie.
Yeah.
And I...
There's a gap there.
Yeah, and I have... This is what I said. This is bad timing you put me on right after the big faith experts. But as I explained it, Steven Spielberg's 76 years old. And his generation... approach has a relationship with faith that is much different than our now younger generations. He grew up at a time where faith played heavily into politics and family and society and everything. I mean, like it was a big deal when JFK was Catholic, you know? So it played a big, and faith has played a big, heavy role in his life. And I'm not to take away from anything from that, but I imagine that that generation, especially as they age and get closer to the end of their journey, that coming to terms with aliens and a different, you know, an extraterrestrial might, I don't want to say call it an existential crisis, but it's going to affect them different than what it is for everybody in generations later who have pretty much grown up knowing, yeah, like, yeah, of course there's aliens out there. Like, that's ridiculous to think that we're the only ones out there. Or, like, you know, like, and even younger generations have kind of like a fatalistic, nihilistic, you know, like, who cares if the world comes in and you guys have been threatening it every other year. So it's I think it plays different. And so for him to say it, yes, is he overspeaking about the movie and its place? Absolutely. But I can understand why he might feel like that and why people maybe of that generation might feel like that, too, because it might be very weird to be coming to the end and know and think that you have it all planned out. Like, well, of course I die and I go to heaven and spend all my time with Jesus. And now you find out that there's other things out there. And, you know, there's a line in the movie. It's not to spoil anything, but somebody says, like, we've been, you know, in the Bible, it says we're the most superior, supreme beings on earth. And it makes it very clear that it says on earth. So it's like, yeah, I understand what he's trying to say. I think it makes a bigger difference towards his generation than it does generations younger than him.
I'm just sitting here thinking about the 30,000 foot view of just creatives and, you know, actors and directors and radio people and musicians and such, and how difficult to impossible it is to really lock in with your generation like he did, and then really lock in with two generations later. Like,
yeah, it's,
it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. And even like my generation is like, we grew up with some great movies, you know what I mean? That's, we got some great movies out of Spielberg, but to be like, I expect him to be the same Spielberg that he was for Jurassic Park in 2026 when he's 76 years old. And it's not to say, well, he's getting older, of course he's slipping in skill set, but he may also not have evolved as far as storytelling. He might have, I mean, there's even younger directors that haven't been proven to evolve. Like, look at James Gunn. He hasn't evolved past his Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, maybe he will, maybe he won't, but maybe he hit his pinnacle of what it is, and that's just kind of where he stops as far as, yeah. I can't do better. Like, his better is has already been, and that's fine, but it just doesn't play out well now for some movies that's coming out.
I get it. Kev, thoughts?
I don't know. Not until I see it, I guess. Because, I mean, it's not crazy to say that his view of what is entertaining, what is meaningful, what is an important story would be different than what, you know, people 25, 30, 40 years younger than him would think.
Yeah. All right, going to take a quick break. Back with Janelle. 3:35, Dave Murray. 4 o'clock, Matt Pauly. This is the DGS and KMOX.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, DGS 321. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at my own ridiculousness. What drives me to tell people my inner thoughts?
you've got 4 hours to fill.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta fill this time with something.
You'd think I was so much cooler if I didn't talk. No, like, I have my live endorsement copy over here, and I have my show prep here, and I have this over here, and Rach held up a little sign saying, okay, you're going to do Mosby next, and you can see me on, you know, the screen, and I'm like, okay, let me grab this, put this right here, excellent, okay. But I'm fancying myself as if I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to need the retractor. Thank you. Good. And all I'm doing is like moving one piece of paper. But in my head, it's like,
no, it's totally valid.
No one can do this.
We talked about like having a little ritual earlier. Sometimes you gotta get yourself set up.
Yeah,
it's good for your performance.
Right.
What were we just talking about? Whale? What's it called?
Whale Fall?
Whale Fall.
Is it called Whale Fall?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
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 Is it a joke movie?
No, it's not a joke movie.
Like Sharknado?
It looks like it's supposed to be like a, I would guess, a horror film where he's swallowed by a whale. Yeah, and it looks like that he's fighting off stuff in the whale's stomach. I mean, it's a very short clip that you see of him, like the most of the drama in the trailer comes from him being, you know, swept away and, you know, in like almost and like trying to fight his way out of the whale's mouth. And then he finally does end up in his stomach. And then you just see a brief shot of like him fighting off a squid or something or an octopus. But no, it looks like it's supposed to be like a suspense thriller type movie. I wouldn't say horror because I don't think there's anything supernatural in it. So, yeah, a suspense thriller, but coming out in October.
I remember I had a children's Bible. I guess everyone did. And the Noah story had a drawing, and all the drawings looked the same, like very watercolory, of Jonah, building a fire inside the whale.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And even as like a five-year-old kid, I'm like, I don't know about that.
How did he pull this one off?
There's going to be water in there.
That's going to be awfully.
And like, where did he bring matches? What? How did he accomplish that?
Rubbing sticks together.
I don't think they had matches back then. Maybe he had a lighter.
Yeah, he had a lighter.
Butane torch. But yeah, I'm curious now to like Google the anatomy of, I think it's a sperm whale in the movie because the whale has teeth. I think like blue whales have baleen, like, so they don't have the teeth, right?
Pretending I knew that. Okay. Yes, yes.
Sure.
And so that's sperm, correct. Yeah. Yes. Sperm whale, I think, have teeth. And I think that's what this is in the trailer. And I'm just like curious is like, how big is a whale's stomach anyways?
Yeah.
Like, like just stuck?
Room, I mean,
it's
to move?
It's, no, you know, idea. Just say like, it's a short movie if he's
obviously
just stuck.
Obviously enough room for cameras to be in there.
Okay, back to the fire. Wouldn't he start choking on the smoke like immediately? Too?
There's so many problems with starting a fire inside a whale.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Jonah would have suffocated.
I mean, I'm really thinking this through. And
no, all the smoke would have gone out the blowhole.
I want to give the children's Bible the benefit of the doubt.
The whale would have been feeling that and be like, I got to drink some water. Think he's got heartburn.
Starts burping.
He's like, I got heartburn. Give me some water.
You know, everyone, if I say, picture the devil, everyone pictures the devil.
Sure.
For me, 100%, it's the devil from that children's Bible. And it's the most horrific devil. I mean,
really?
Like, oh yeah, I probably have a picture of it on my phone that I took. I'll show it to you. And I was going to get the tattoo of the devil, which would have been a badass tattoo. I know, you have a tattoo of the devil, not great to get into heaven. But I ran out of space because I'm not going anywhere else, so.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd get the, well, I mean, okay. It depends on what the devil looks like.
This one's badass.
You should get the devil from the deviled ham
Oh, he scared me too.
That would be a cute tattoo.
Like I think of like the little Looney Tunes devils.
They the were little
like
devil.
Those little cherubic big round heads with just all red. Yeah. I think those were cute. That, in case anybody cared.
Here's my favorite devil.
Let's all
Rich,
go around.
What do you picture?
Yeah. The devil from the Chick comics. You remember Chick comics?
Oh, sure. I used to pass those out at Alton Square.
Yeah. So he's just kind of mean looking, goblin looking guy.
Yeah. Kev, what do you got?
Al Pacino. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
You don't know much today.
Mephisto.
No, I just, like,
most days you know everything.
There's a million different depictions of the devil, right? Like, some of them are like, it's a human and it doesn't really have a demonic form. And then there's others like,
a gun is held to your head. What devil are you drawing?
He doesn't visualize things.
Oh, that's right.
He has no internal monologue.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, you're probably sitting in a room with a whole bunch of people with ADHD.
I think of the appearance being more human.
Like Mephisto.
Like somebody's a deceiver as opposed to just like a monster. I don't picture a monster.
What if he looked just like the devil emoji?
That would be great.
Cute little purple
guy. So your
guy.
Devil has teeth like a sperm whale.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
No, I think of it more as a deceiver because it's a fallen angel, right? So why is he all weird and hooves?
Because he's been
crap?
In hell.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, he's in charge. He can look anywhere he wants.
He's been sinning nonstop.
He's getting burnt.
Yeah.
So, of course, he's red.
Man, I'm really developing some hooves here.
Yeah. I didn't realize that if you put my feet to the fire, they turn into hooves.
Yeah, they get crispy and hard. Come on now.
Yeah, I just picture a person.
Okay.
Like a dude.
So it could be Fred Bottomer.
How I mean, I was only half kidding when I said Al Pacino.
How whimsical among us.
I was only half kidding when I said Al Pacino because obviously I'm going by the devil's advocate. But sure. I picture it more like that.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. Janelle still hanging out with us. Dave Murray joins us, brought to you by the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Hello, Dave Murray.
Hello there. 92 right now.
Woof.
And that's just inside the studio.
Yeah, that's right. Dew point 73. Feels like 101.
Damn. How high are we going today, Dave?
We might hit 93, 94.
Okay.
I think we'll be a degree or two hotter tomorrow.
And I think I've been misrepresenting you because you probably don't know this, but when you're not here, I'm Mr. Weather.
I know. I've been saying, out your phone.
I do. No,
even
no, no.
Though I send a printed version of the whole
No,
forecast.
I just repeat what you say. That's okay. My thing. I'm like, and I love doing it. I'm like, so today is going to be this, but then Dave says it's tomorrow, a little bit that, you know. So it's tomorrow. In my mind, tomorrow is less temperature, but maybe a little more uncomfortable. Did I just make that up?
Yeah. It's tomorrow now looks like it will be the hottest day of the week.
Okay.
But not, I mean, we're 92 now. I'm going 96 tomorrow. Heat index 105. We're at a heat index of 101 now.
That's so, more.
Yeah, give or take. Give or take. Yeah. It's a little bit. We're waiting for a cool front. There were monster thunderstorms across northeast Missouri and into central portions of Illinois. They're falling apart a little bit, but there's a couple of stray thunderstorms around, thunder showers, really, in the St. Louis area. If we get one between now and the time the sun goes down, don't be surprised. Most of us will not see it, but there's a couple of strays around. There's a cold front. It's still way to our north. It comes through Thursday night. So still hot and humid tomorrow again, 96, maybe a late day thunderstorm. Rain and thunderstorms around, scattered around Thursday night, especially in the evening up until about midnight. Some of them could be strong. Stronger ones will produce strong gusty winds and hail. I don't think that's for everybody, but they will be around. Winds turn to the northwest late at night. Thursday night, we go down to 68. It's about 10 degrees cooler. Friday, gorgeous day. Lots of sunshine. Nice. Lower humidity, though. It's a drop off in the humidity. 85 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny. Couple of spot thunderstorms around. A little more humid. 88 degrees. Another cold front coming through on Saturday night with rain and thunderstorms. Some of those will leak into the morning on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sunshine. But the high temperature on Sunday, 79 degrees.
Sweet.
I know. It's amazing. It's an amazing temperature ride we've had all spring, and it's continuing in June.
Dave, when you picture the devil, which one you pick? Which one do you picture?
You know what? I don't like agreeing with Mitch very often, but I agree with his comment that he sees the devil in Family Guy.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Mitch on that one.
Wouldn't it be something if the devil really appeared in your bedroom and he was just unimpressive?
You start laughing at him.
Yeah, you're just like,
bro, really all that for you?
What is this?
He comes out looking like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
Laugh, roll over.
And you're just like, oh, come on, dude.
You laugh and roll over and go back to sleep.
Right.
Hey, wake me up at 10, buddy.
Headlines, Rach?
Yes, let's start by talking about Bill Gates. He was talking to the House Oversight Committee in a closed-door meeting about Jeffrey Epstein. Now, I want to be clear, this was a voluntary sit-down. I don't think they had to, like, subpoena him and force him to be there. But Bill Gates acknowledged that he, you know, had some infidelities during his marriage, but he insists they had nothing to do with his interactions with Jeffrey Epstein. Mm. He said that Epstein tried and failed to blackmail him. And he said he used information about those infidelities to pressure Gates into re-engaging with him.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
He also called the meetings that occurred between 2011 and 2014 a, quote, grave error in judgment.
Okay. Great. Why did you make that grave error in judgment knowing who he was and he had already been convicted by then? Shut up. Sorry.
You guys see there's a new book by Maggie Haberman who I low-key have a crush on, and Jonathan Swan, who's also quite attractive. And I don't know how they get this stuff, but they get this like word-for-word stuff, and they're documenting some time ago when the Epstein files were first released, although I don't think they've been released fully, even close, but they had a meeting in the Situation Room with pretty much all the players but Trump. And J.D. Vance led it, and they have all these direct quotes, and Vance is like, boys, this is bad. We need to circle the wagons. And, you know, like, it's really quite telling that just how much they are putting on a face when behind the scenes the face is incredibly different.
Well, I mean, you guys, I saw this note, I forget where, probably on Twitter. Three of the four Republicans that signed off on releasing the Epstein files are now all out the picture.
Mm-hmm.
MTG's out. Thomas Massie's out, and Nancy Mace just finished fifth in the governor race in South Carolina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then endorsed the guy she called a pedophile protector.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? But like, yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that the people that are getting behind that are now being pushed out.
I can't believe Dan Quayle hasn't shot up a QT yet. I mean, that guy was out of the race because he spelled potato wrong.
Yep,
that's right. Well,
he was also kind of a dummy.
All right, let's go to our next story here. Officials are suggesting that maybe we should be working on the president's new arch for 20 hours a day.
What?
What?
Yes. So people like in charge of the project, in charge of building the project, would really like to get this done before the end of President Trump's term. And one of the ways we would be able to accomplish this would be to work for 20 hours a day year round in the hopes of finishing this prior to
I just
end.
Did that story about the pyramids where they said they laid a stone every 3 minutes for 27 years. Now we're like, maybe we should just go 20 hours a day. Jeez.
What are we doing?
Kalshi, the betting app, I mean, how else would you put it? Betting website. Yeah. Is going to collect one more piece of information from its users, and that piece of information is your employer. Seems like something maybe should have been asking about beforehand to kind of prevent that insider trading that we're always talking about on the show. But I guess this is a sign of trying to make things better, trying to make things a little bit more.
Are they going
to
verify it, or are they just going to take your word for it?
They say they won't routinely verify the employer information that is provided, but if the trading starts to look suspicious, they're going to look into it.
I bet they don't give a rat's ass.
They don't.
I don't think they care.
They don't.
I think they're covering their butts.
Yes, this is so we don't get sued or run out of business.
The FDA has greenlit the first new ingredient in sunscreen in more than 20 years. So it's called bimotrazinol, and I apologize if I'm saying that wrong. Just kind of a long word. And it's an ingredient that has been approved in other countries. They say that it's not as easily absorbed into the bloodstream after you apply it as other UVA filters can be. Although dermatologists say it's not clear if there are other negative health impacts from the absorption of those sunscreen ingredients into the blood. So basically like, hey, good news, it doesn't get absorbed into your bloodstream, but it's unclear if the current ingredients we're using are hurting you by being absorbed into your bloodstream.
I have a story today. Gen Z is now tan maxing in addition to...
Just say tanning. Just say I went tanning.
I know. Jeez.
God,
man.
I mean, I get
you're
it.
You're laying like, out and getting sun. That's what you're doing.
Like, the maxing thing, I get that it's supposed to be ironic and cute, but, like, when you drive a joke into the ground for this long, like, we got to find something else, guys.
Well, the interesting part to me was this article was taking a stance that Gen Z basically thinks that all the rest of us are just full of crap.
Yeah, sure.
And so whether it's global warming or it's you're going to get skin cancer or you don't smoke, whatever it is, they're all just like, whatever.
Well, I can see that oncology departments are going to be busy in 30 years.
Yikes.
I mean, it's just really, there's kind of no excuse at this point.
I mean, that's what people thought 40 and 50 years ago, and then we saw what happened, and they're like, oh, maybe we should probably not do some of these things.
It's also a little surprising because the younger generations seem to be very obsessed with like staying young and never looking old. And it's like a huge thing.
And
that,
never
like,
going outside.
Well, and like girls are starting their skincare routine like when they're in elementary school. Like we're getting a little crazy with it. So then to counteract that by getting into a tanning bed is like, you know, you're working against yourself here.
It's almost like they're very young.
It's almost like they're finding out all of their information from nonsensical TikToks.
One more story for you guys. This exercise habit could slash your dementia risk and help you live longer. And that exercise habit is strength training.
Shocking.
People who performed between 90 and 119 minutes of resistance training per week had a 13% lower risk of death from any cause compared to those who did no strength training.
Boom.
The same group also experienced a 19% lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease and a 27% lower risk of death from neurological diseases, many of which were related to dementia.
Not sold.
I saw, God, I forget. This was really recent to the same point. It was maybe a week ago. A leading like sports scientist was making the point that if you want to like lose weight, be in better shape, he said running's great, but running is not as good as lifting.
Strength
training is way better for you.
Resistance training is as a de-ager, it has been proven over and over again.
And they say it's never too late.
No, you can gain muscle at 80. No.
Let's get some weights in here. We can just do on the breaks. We can all just pump some iron real quick. Yeah,
just while you're on the show, just go.
Oh, we do that, Dave.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. Guys, the internet is divided.
What's going on now?
People online are debating an incident where the mother of a 7-year-old girl confronted an elderly man at a grocery store who called the kid rude after she flipped him off for moving too slow. The girl gave him the finger because he was moving too slow and was in her way. The mother confronted the man, and he admits that he called her rude. He also admits good-naturedly that he's kind of old and slow. And the mother said, "How dare you? She cannot be rude. She's only 7 years old."
How is anybody divided over this?
Where's the divide?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
People saying it's the old man's fault. No. He's a little girl.
What? It's his fault because he's old?
And it's his fault that a 7-year-old gives the
flipped
finger
him off? Yeah, I mean,
in public?
Mom, tell your kid not to flip off people.
Yeah, that's...
Sorry, if your 7-year-old is flipping people off in the grocery
store...
Yeah,
you're a sucky parent if that's happening.
You are. You are a bona fide Hoosier, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
And that...
How is anybody defending that?
It should be an IQ test.
I mean, if the guy... Now, if the guy, like, screamed at a 7-year-old, well, he'd be in the wrong.
Is this Trump's cognitive test? Because
if he just said you're rude, it is rude to flip someone off because they're moving slowly because they're old.
It's factual. He's stating facts.
God almighty, man.
Want some fun facts?
Yeah.
Nobody born after 1935 has ever walked on the moon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Until what? Is it next year or the year after?
28, I think.
Eight, yeah.
Yeah. Next one's going up in 27, and they're just going to orbit the Earth. They're going to do the docking and stuff, that kind of practice. The beer that gets the worst overall rating in the world is Budweiser Select 55. I kind of remembered that one.
I don't like Bud Select.
Mm.
It was like for a while there, like that's what a bunch of people in my friend group would just get as the beer. And I could never like choke it down. I like Bud Light. I like Budweiser. Bud Select was never for me.
Yeah. Keystone is the second worst, followed by Natural Light. The average person burns about 0.19 calories a minute when they're laughing, which comes out to about 17 calories during a standard 90-minute comedy movie. Hmm. That's worth it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wish I got more out of that.
These are not fun for Kevin.
Kevin's not fun today. Kevin's in a mood.
Kevin wants to yell about that 7-year-old.
No, I don't think I'm in a mood.
Oh, you're in a mood, my friend.
No.
59-year-old woman in Florida was arrested on Monday after she was caught stealing $300 worth of banana chips at a supermarket. Mm. She stole the same banana chips over multiple days at multiple locations.
What?
I think you're looking for a monkey.
Maybe she's caught some monkeys at home.
Yeah.
I haven't had banana chips in a long time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I haven't had them ever because I don't want them.
I feel like you used to see those at the store all the time in the produce department. Where did they go? What happened?
I don't know.
Why are banana chips so much more expensive than bananas?
Because they've been chipped.
Yeah.
They've gone through the chipping process.
Dried them out.
It's more difficult than you think.
Probably threw some sugar on them.
You got to cut them up. That takes a long time.
And my show prep today is National Iced Tea Day, and they go through a page and a half of whether it's iced tea or iced tea.
I think it's supposed to be that one.
Yes. And they pointed out one of the best Simpsons lines to me is when Mr. Burns says, "Oh, I'm really enjoying this iced cream." And that's the way it was originally.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then people got tired of pronouncing the D, and they just took it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it iced coffee?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not iced coffee.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. We solved it.
But it's like so many things, right? Like, technically it's one thing, but everybody says the other.
Pretty much.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.